All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And yesterday I was talking about that, you know, I'm a dog lover. But there's a noted pet expert that we have on our show every once in a while, Bill. And his name is Steve Dale. And you are live in action. And, Bill, why don't you ask him where he's at?
I can't wait to find out, Steve. Noted pet expert Steve Dale, where are you at?
I am at a place that's like heaven on earth. It is the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. And what I am so shocked about is that I'm here and that Bill Leff isn't here.
Yeah, that's shocking.
That wouldn't be heaven for him. Well, you know that.
I do know that.
What brings you there, Steve? How come you're there?
Well, we are celebrating this facility on North Avenue. It's a cat cafe, one of Chicago's only. But also because they take cats from Chicago Animal Care and Control, and they adopt these cats very successfully out. So people, you know, Animal Care and Control, I want you to go there on Southwestern Avenue. Not enough people do that. So here's another location. It's in Bucktown on North Avenue, 1746. There are always about 12 to 15 cats and kittens here, and they are always looking for homes. And that's where you come in, Bill, because mm-hmm. you probably could come here mm-hmm. and adopt out 12 to 15 cats yourself.
Well, here's my question. So this is a cafe. So are you going there to eat or have a kitty cocktail or something? And then
a kitty cocktail.
And then there are cats around that you can adopt. Is that how it works? Because it's a cool.
Yes, that is exactly how it works. You come here and you could just come here and play with the cats. And hang out with the cats, that's fine. But you can also come here and adopt a cat or a kitten. And a lot of people, what they do, in fact, right now, as I speak to you, there are people here from Michigan that drove in through the rain. There are people here from Palatine that drove in through the rain. And there are people here from down the block that walked here through the rain. And they just want to hang out with the cats or kittens, whether they come home with one or not. I don't know. They don't know. You don't need to do that. It's just a fun place to hang out with cats. And you're probably wondering, well, how can you bring all these cats together and how can all these cats be happy together?
How can you bring all those cats together, noted pet expert Steve Dale, and how can those cats be happy together? That's what I'm wondering.
Funny thing, you should wonder that.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of ways in which you do that. So cats are social animals. Most people don't have a cat in their home. They have about 2.3 cats in America. And when they introduce a cat to their home, to do so slowly, to do so very gradually.
Ah,
I hung up on him. I've heard quite enough.
There you are. You're back.
All right.
You're back.
How do you get one of those 0.3 cats, Steve? That's the kind I want to get. A third of a cat. That sounds great.
Well, they've got some here. They've got even the 0.3 cats.
Yeah.
And one of the ways in which you do that is to use pheromone products. Cats naturally carry pheromones with them. They communicate.
They don't
with
have
pheromones.
Any pockets.
Then I don't know how they do it. So here's how they do it. Yeah. They rub. That's good. They rub their cheek pads and they deposit a pheromone against, like they would a table leg or your leg.
Same thing you got that's in trouble cats... for at the Christmas party, Wendy.
Shut up. That's not for air.
I saw her do that too.
It's very disconcerting.
It was. And instead, you could plug in a copy of those pheromones. It's called Feel Away, and it lowers tension in cats. There's another product called Feel Away Multicat, and that is exactly why these cats get along, for the most part, incredibly well, even though they didn't previously know one another. It's a slow introduction, and it's using Feel Away Multicat, which is a naturally occurring pheromone, a copy of that. That is simply used, and the cats do lower their tensions a little bit. And
that's amazing.
Play is a great, yeah, it really is. It's not a drug or anything like that, you know. It's just an all copy of an all-natural product. And play is also a great stress buster. So for the employees that work here, part of their job is to play with the cats. Not a tough job.
We are going on vacation and we need to board Kona. And yesterday I was going around looking at different places and there were some kittens that I swear to God, I almost got a kitten.
Oh,
they're so cute. When you're at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe at 1746 North Avenue today, people can adopt. There are kittens. There are cats. When I got Declan, he was already a couple years old, and he was really easy to take care of then. But kittens are so darn cute. Do they do like a background check and get everything ready so you can bring one home today if you so choose?
A background check on the kittens?
No, on the people who want to adopt them.
I know. I'm sorry. Yes, they do. And it's just like going to an animal shelter and adopting a dog or a cat. It's the same idea, but this is an extension, really, of Chicago Animal Care and Control. That's where the cats and kittens are from. So, yeah, if you go through a similar process, you have to be committed to take care of a pet for, depending on the age of the cat you're getting, for another 10 or 15 years or more. We hope more, right? And if you make that commitment, we hope you live up to it. But it's the same process you would go through at any animal shelter.
Steve, this is the first time I've ever asked you, but I have a legitimate question. Is that okay?
Uh-oh.
All right,
yes,
this is a real question. Let's say you are already, like in Wendy's case, she has a dog and was taking a look at a cat. Do they frown upon that? You know, the myth that cats and dogs don't always get together well, is that a factor when they're adopting a dog or a cat, is whether or not you already have the opposite?
Well, most people already have a cat in their household or a 0.3 cat in their household when they come here to adopt a cat.
Yeah.
And now about 25% of the people that have a cat also have a dog at home, or vice versa. So it's not unusual. You use the right word, myth. It's a myth. Dogs and cats,
myth.
It's wrong to say they fight like cats and dogs.
Right.
It's actually easier to introduce a dog into a home or a cat into a home with a dog.
Yeah.
Or a dog into a home with a cat.
Really?
Than two cats, yes.
That's interesting.
But it absolutely works, you know, if you do it the right way. And that's why products like Feel Away Multicat are so helpful. So 5 years ago or 10 years ago, these products weren't around for us to use. These tools weren't available that are available today.
Right.
So part of the reason why we have so many mixed species families are products like these pheromone products that are available now.
Feel Away. I got to try that one of these days. How long are you going to be there, Steve?
I am going to be here for a couple of hours or until it stops raining, which could be the way we're going a week from Thursday.
That's a long time, Steve.
Are you Facebook Living this today at the
Wendy
Kitty Cat Cafe?
At 12 noon, we are going to do a Facebook Live. So if you go to my Facebook fan page, just type in my name, Stig Dale, under pages, you will see this place in person. So if you don't want to drive in from Michigan, what's funny, Bill?
Wendy and I we like when you give yourself your own reverb. That's always fun. Nobody else does that. That's
you
not easy to do.
He's like Stevie Two-Time.
Yeah.
Two-Time or whatever. No, we love your enthusiasm.
I miss being in the studio with you. It's wrong that I'm separated.
Yes.
So you guys should be here at Windy Kitty. Bill would love it.
We moved to a new building, but we didn't tell Steve Dale what the building is. He has to find us.
Are you at 1746 North Avenue?
I am there. I have no idea where you guys are, but yes.
Out there.
Undisclosed location.
Yes. Are you upset about Coco the gorilla who died? Coco the gorilla mastered sign language. It's pretty amazing. My son Dylan followed the YouTube channel and could watch her communicate. And Robin Williams had quite a relationship with Coco the gorilla. 46 years old. Very sad.
I know one of the people that took care of Coco for some time. And I've never spoken myself with Penny Patterson, the person who said years ago, let's see what gorillas can do. And it turns out here's what they can do. It is not recommended that we do this with all gorillas, but we learned a lot about gorillas. And in fact, Coco had a pet cat.
He did? How'd that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Coco.
It's true. They brought in this little kitten. And
Coco,
you know,
was a girl.
Coco was just. Yes.
Bill said he. I just wanted to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I just assumed.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So they brought in a little kitten for Coco, and Coco is just Coco's a great ape. We're great apes.
Yeah.
And Coco,
that's not so great.
Kitten,
I'm an okay ape. Yeah.
Pretty good ape.
Thank you.
And Coco bonded with this gorilla. I mean, let me do this again.
Yeah.
Coco, thank you, sir. So Coco bonded with the kitten with Coco, and it was Coco's pet, really.
Wow.
And she made famous friends like Fred Rogers, who appeared on TV as Mr. Rogers, obviously, Robin Williams. And she was said to have understood some 2,000 words of spoken English. Isn't
that's
that
impressive.
Amazing?
Yeah. That's impressive.
Wow.
Very sad.
All right. Well, blessings to Coco, and go see Steve Dale, noted pet expert Steve Dale. He is at Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, 1746 North Avenue. There's a Facebook Live event happening at 12 noon if you can't make it out. But go get a little kitty or a cat.
You can adopt a cat, or at the end of the day, you can adopt Steve Dale. That's the last deal, and that's always a fun thing to watch.
And no background check required for him.
None. Zero. Isn't that crazy? Steve, thank you. I hope today's a big success for you guys.
I love you guys. Thank you.
We have strong feelings toward
love
you as well.
Too.
Bye, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Why can't you just give him an I love you?
I do love him. But it's so funny when he gives himself his own reverb.
Well,
it's one of the top events. Nobody else does that.
He's really enthusiastic,
yes.
And I love that.
Yes.
He should have a longer show than 20 minutes on a Sunday morning, I got to tell you.
Yeah, he's mentioned that.
Well, I know you don't like pets, but I'm scrambling to find a boarding place for the dog. I don't want to leave
dog. Let me do it.
This dog will be dead by the time I come back.
No. Come on. You don't trust me?
No. No.
Come on. What's the worst that could happen?
He could be dead when I come home.
All right. There's that.
He's pretty much potty trained. He hasn't had an accident in the house in over a month, which is pretty huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back and he will.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I know.
That'd
Thank you for the offer.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Blast.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.